Occasionally, myself and our coaching staff at dadstartingover.com, we run into a client who has issues that go beyond the scope of coaching. They may have really severe anxiety, depression, suicidal ideation, and this is the point where our coaches stop and say, "Have you spoken to a therapist?" What a lot of these men say is, "I've looked into it. Not a lot of options in my area. It can't work with my schedule. Or I have an appointment scheduled, but I can't get in for another 4 months." In other words, the need is there. They recognize the need. They see the value in the therapy. But the options for getting the therapy are extremely limited in their area. Well, thanks to our friends at BetterHelp.com, there is an option for you. BetterHelp is a unique service that allows you to talk to a licensed therapist from your area via your telephone or your computer. You can do voice chat with them if you wish. You can email back and forth. You can text with them, all on your time schedule, all from the convenience of your phone or your computer. So check it out at betterhelp.com/DSO. That's betterhelp.com/DSO and get 10% off your first month of service with BetterHelp. So there's been a stat going around that I've seen shared a lot lately. It's been social media, Twitter, Facebook, some of my favorite social media accounts and podcasters like Lauren the Dadvocate and Chris Williamson at Modern Wisdom Podcast have quoted a stat, which is true, by the way. And the stat is that when surveyed, it seems that married people have more sex than single people. Now, depending on who you approach with this statistic, you may get either the reaction of uncontrollable laughter for a good half hour, or really? Or something like, yeah, that makes sense. It's all over the place. And you can see comments on these posts. They reflect that. The responses all over the place. People's experiences all over the place. Is it true? It is statistically, but does that mean you should go up to the average single Joe out there and say, how's your sex life going? And he says, it's all right. And you say, you know what the solution to your problem is? You should get married. Is that a proper conclusion to take from those surveys? The answer is no, not necessarily. So let's dig into this a little bit. Flesh it out and see exactly what's going on. So let's start with married dudes. If you may or may not know, my name is Ralph. I go by the fake pen name. You may have seen DSO, which stands for Dad Starting Over. I have a website called dadstartingover.com. I have hundreds of articles that have been out there, hundreds of videos. And I wrote a book years ago that got pretty popular called The Dead Bedroom Fix. And it's my thoughts on the whole issue of married men just not getting enough. And it's such a huge issue that anywhere you go online and look up forums, Reddit, video format, YouTube, my book, you will see a growing evidence that, wow, married people, a lot of them sure aren't getting any, at least not to the degree that makes them happy. So when those people, if you were to go to them with the stat of, you know, married people tend to have more sex than single people, again, they would all laugh in your face. But let's look at the stats. All emotion aside, exactly what are married people experiencing in the bedroom? Well, you can only go by surveys. You can only go by what people tell you. And there was a survey that is often cited by people, and it shows that 10% of married couples say they didn't have sex at all in the past year. Nothing in the past year. 10%. Holy crap. Moving on. 7% of those adults said they had sex once or twice in the past year. So keeping score, we're up to 17% of married couples are most definitely in a dead bedroom relationship. Moving on, 17% said they had sex around once a month. Now, I don't know about you, but by my definition of dead bedroom, this is a subjective thing that qualifies. Once a month is dysfunctional. It's not healthy. And I imagine most of the men in that situation, if you were to poll them, would say, it ain't cutting it. So, not good. Now we are up to 34% of couples, dead bedroom relationships. Now, here's the one that's a little iffy. 19% said they had sex two or three times in a month. So, we're looking at every other week, about. Maybe throw an extra one in there somewhere. Is that a, quote, dead bedroom? by my standards and the standards of a lot of guys, yeah, it's still not there. It's still not good. It's still not healthy. To go a full, you know, couple of weeks at nothing, any kind of marriage counselor would probably say, what's going on with you two? So now, if we include that number in the dead bedroom category, we are up to 53% of married couples. The majority of married couples have arguably, I understand this is a subjective thing, a dead bedroom relationship, or at the very least, an undersexed relationship, a dysfunctional relationship as far as physical intimacy is concerned. Now, moving on to the more positive, 25%, a full one-fourth of married couples say about once a week. And then we go to the lucky ones who say 16% say that two or three times a week. And then we have the tippy top of the pyramid. 5% of couples said they had sex four or more times a week. Wow. Good for them, right? Okay. So again, by my own personal definition, I'm going to say that those first four groups that I mentioned, 53%, the majority, just a little over half, 53%, but technically the majority of marriages are in dead bedroom relationships. And yet, we have the stat that shows if you're a single person and you want to get more sex, you should go ahead and marry. Does it make sense? Or does it? At the risk of sounding like, you know, Randy Redpill here, that's not my intent, there's some not so nice stuff about the whole mating game, sex, marriage, singleness, all that stuff, that a lot of people don't like to mention. And that is this. The majority of men out there on the prowl, looking for a mate in the singles market, are not having frequent sexual encounters with women. There's a big chunk of men actually out there, young men too, the men that are supposed to be in the prime of their lives, 18 to 30 years of age, that are getting nothing. Approximately one third of those guys aren't getting anything at all. And of that group, over half of them say, I've given up on even trying. Ouch. So to those guys who aren't getting anything, and they've given up on the whole relationship process completely. What if somebody were to come along and say, I got a wife for you? Some type of enforced monogamy. There's a term that's pretty controversial, but it's a thing. Basically means that society kind of pushes people to pair up with one person and remain with that one person in a long-term monogamous relationship. We pressure people to do that. We push our men and women into these relationships. Well, what if they're in some type of social circle or culture, society that says, here's your wife. So you got guy who's in that large chunk of men out there not getting any, and then you say, here's your wife. That guy will, in fact, have more sex than what he had before. Even if he's in that 53% group, even if he's the guy that gets it once a month, ovulation time, the wife's trying to make a baby, whatever it may be, he went from zero to one a month. Huge increase. He went from 0 a year to 12 times a year. Huge increase. This points the magnifying glass at a very not so nice thing about marriage in general. It serves a purpose. It's good overall for society. It's certainly better for our kids to have a man and woman under one roof. The old male-female dynamic, the yin and yang, the polarity between mother and father. We've come to the conclusion, gives them the best of both worlds. It's a more secure environment for their upbringing. They have a better chance at positive mental health, physical health, and everything else. It's just overall a good thing for kids and society in general if people pair up in long-term monogamous relationships. But I'm the first to say it ain't for everybody. So who is it for exactly? Well, I've always kind of, to super simplify it, I say there's two guys on opposite ends of the spectrum that it really serves very well. One are your player types. Your guys that sleep around with lots and lots of women. And they cause chaos. And they're leaving babies everywhere. And it's not good for society overall. But marriage says, can you just please focus on this one? Here's your wife. Here's your kids. They see the subsequent downturn in testosterone as a result. They calm down. They settle down. And they're not going around causing chaos everywhere. Hallelujah. And then we have these guys over here on the opposite end of the spectrum who can never get any at all. Well, please don't go into a school with a gun and shoot up everybody. Please don't go into your car and mow down people in a Christmas market. We know that because men, these incels, celibate type of men, they're not the happiest creatures in the world. And an unhappy celibate man is a dangerous man. So here's your woman. This is your sexual partner. Please don't go around causing chaos. So we have these two chaos makers on opposite ends of the spectrum, to which marriage for society overall works best for all of us if they have a wife partner. That sounds fairly cold and conspiratorial, but generations of people have come to this conclusion. It's just better overall if those two dudes match up with one woman and, you know, settle down. And then we just have those people that just flourish within long-term monogamous relationships. They love having a partner to go through life with. They're able to maintain the sexy, you know, the lover side, as I often call it, and the provider side. They're a rare thing, but they exist. These people are together for decades and decades, and they die together, and they're happy as can be. So in conclusion, to tell people, if you're single and you want to have more sex, you better get married. It's not telling the whole picture, is it? I think first what it should do is say, let's first assess the person I'm asking, what's your sex life like? Are you one of those chosen few men who can get a lot of sex with a lot of different women? Well, it's probably best overall for society if you do settle down with one woman, but with a caveat that your sex life is probably going to go down, and you got to be cool with that. That's the message that doesn't get across to a lot of guys. A lot of guys are literally told, or maybe in a roundabout way, society has told them that, you know, married sex life is an overall more wholesome, better experience. They need to drop all this stuff of screwing around with all these women. You need the one woman, and if you play your cards right, it can be a hypersexual, awesome thing. And that is true for a select few group of people. For the majority of you, as the stats show, not so much. I'm not trying to dissuade people from the institution of marriage. I'm just trying to shed a light on the reality of the situation. And if our, and I say our because I am married, if our institution cannot stand up to a little bit of scrutiny, to some light shining on it, that's not a good thing. If you're listening to this, you're probably a guy who is interested in self-improvement. You probably consume a lot of information, like these podcasts, YouTube videos, audiobooks, courses, everything you can to learn more and help you become the best man that you can be. And if you're like a lot of men, there's something still missing. Well, I can tell you what that missing thing probably is. Quality time with other men that are on the same mission as you. Some of you probably have casual relationships with your fellow soccer dads or the occasional beer with guys from the neighborhood. But none of them seem to be on the same page as you, am I right? They seem content with their shitty marriages, their shitty jobs, and their expanding waistlines. They have all but given up. You find yourself talking to them about the same football teams, listening to their stories about their subpar home life, and you're getting to the point where you dread hanging around them. Well, the good news is that we have assembled a group of men just like you. We call our group the DSO Fraternity. We have live Zoom meetings that are hosted by yours truly, along with the other members of the DSO team. We have a very active private discussion forum, a Discord server for our lifetime members, a members-only podcast, access to my books in audiobook and PDF format at no extra charge, discounts on one-on-one coaching with myself and other members of the team, discounts on our video courses, and access to our in-person gatherings. We have met in Nashville, Tennessee, Austin, Texas, Las Vegas, Australia, Amsterdam, and soon in New Orleans. So check it out, the DSO Fraternity at dsofraternity.com. We have monthly, annual, and lifetime membership options available. I think you will find our group is the missing piece of the puzzle that you have been looking for.